2 Echo Zero, Uniform Foxtrot Juliet, listen to him.
That's not a bad idea, like your own little like mesh network for, I mean just for, hey, give me a call, or hey, I'm at this location kind of a thing, which kind of like APRS, right? But just, like you said, more of like a pager kind of system. That's kind of neat.
Well, these are voice pagers, so it'll be interesting. I got Jeremy on board with this. But, yeah, I mean, I come up with all kinds of stuff. You know, I bought a pallet of microscopes from the school system. I bought a VHF repeater from the East Rochester Fire Department. I bought a 2019 Dodge Charger Pursuit from the Buffalo Police Department. You know, I have a lot of fun with this stuff, you know. And you never know what you're going to come up with government auctions. You just have to look at it and say, you know, there's a use for that.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. I'm still looking for, I'd like to get my hands on.
This is KE2GDQ, listening for any calls.
I heard you there, Brad. K2PCB here, just getting situated. And just traversed the Tim Hortons line to trade in a roll-up-the-rim winning, I don't know if you want to call it a game piece, but free roll-up-the-rim coffee before the program expires. So I think they stopped giving out the cups, but I had a free coffee to turn in. All right, this is K2PCB. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, starting off with a free cup of coffee, I guess, is a really good way to start the day. I guess anything free is worth it, right?
And if I go through Tim Hortons, I tend to get a large or an extra large coffee. But when you get the free one, I know you should probably get what you want it on, but I always go for the extra large.
Yeah, I'm sure they're not losing any money. I'm sure they're still making money off of it. Any way you look at it, you know, free advertising. When that line is long, people say, "Must be good," right?
And coffee is one of those things that it's a bit of an acquired taste. You know, even if you change brands, you sort of adjust to it. By the time you get through the end of that bag or container, you're okay with it. Like if you go to a restaurant, you don't complain about the coffee. You might say it's a little strong, a little weak from the way you normally make it, but it's not like, oh, I can't drink this. Yeah, splash your cream in there, which is good for your heartburn anyway, and I don't want to say it all tastes the same, because I definitely have my favorites, but yeah, it'll do. Even when they come around to refill the cup, yeah, it'll work. It's got caffeine in it. I'm addicted to it. And, you know, some people swear by McDonald's. Some people swear by Tim Hortons. I don't have a Dunkin' or a Starbucks on my way, which I'm probably thankful for, especially with the price of Starbucks. But, not as bad as I used to be, that's for sure. Anyway, I didn't see Jeff yesterday. I assume he was taking care of his car situation. No surprise there. Did you hear any more from him? Or maybe we'll hear him here in a second.
I have not heard anything from him. And so hopefully he's got everything taken care of and he's doing all right. That did not look like a good accident. I've been doing some research on the TYT TH9800. Found some interesting things.
Yeah, it sounds like we've got a little packet loss on our signal here today. I'm sure it's either the cellular connection I've got here or my Wi-Fi at home this morning for whatever reason, but I'm hearing you just fine. But if you hear a little bit of dropping out here and there, that's probably what it is. But do tell, what did you find?
Well, like you said, it is phone only. something I want to do. I would like to have sideband capability and CW capability. I came across 4 or 5 websites about reviews for this. They're all laid out identical, and they all say the same thing. So someone is trying to push this radio as a great radio. I did start watching a YouTube video by a ham radio guy, and he was saying that he didn't purchase the radio. It was not given to him by, you know, a sponsor or anything. It was just a friend, and I haven't finished watching that one yet. I'll go back and finish that later. But another one was eHam. I think there's a website, you know, a forum, and there was not a lot of good to say about this radio.
As Jess was saying, I think they were trying to mimic the Yaesu quad band. I don't even know if it has the same number. But basically, it was supposed to be a lower-cost drop-in replacement. You won't be able to tell the difference sort of radio, and that might be true for a lot of people, especially when you have the price difference. But sounds like from the reviews, it's not as apples to apples as they claim.
Yes, that's what I'm finding out, that it's... a lot of problems with it, display issues, audio issues. There's hums on the output and static and stuff. So if Scott offers it to me, thank you, but no thanks. I've decided to go in a different direction.
That's good that you did your research, especially since I think you said it was at a an attractive price point for a used radio. All right. Well, that's good. And you learned a little something about what to be looking for.
Yes, exactly. I'm glad I mentioned it to you, because it's not, I mean, maybe, who knows. May have gotten to the club tonight and come home with a radio that's, you know, not much more than an anchor, a boat anchor, and then I would have been really disappointed.
Well, I guess it comes down to it, and I wouldn't call it a boat anchor, but it wouldn't give you really much more capability than what you have today, besides being able to do the same thing that you're doing now on 2 more bands. So that's the big win. So if you've got 6-meter repeaters and 10-meter activity in your area, or like the idea of doing some DX on those 2 bands with FM, then that's a cool buy. Or maybe the Yaesu version of it. But I know people were saying that Lancaster just turned their 6-meter back on, so... yeah, maybe they're trying to, you know, stir up activity there, but for you, I don't know if it's necessary. Yeah, I guess that's that. Yeah, you have to keep your eyes open.
Yeah, I'll keep my eyes open. I still don't go to Facebook Marketplace very often or eBay to look for things. You know, this just happened to kind of stumble my way, and I thought it was, you know, going to be a good thing, but I think for right now the best thing to do is just keep looking and see what happens.
Yeah, keep looking, stay active, talk to other people, see what they have. I tend to watch Marketplace every few days. I'll take a look. Yeah, there's an possibility that I'd miss something. But it also gives me, you know, a feel for what things are selling for. Some of the nicer HF radios, even used, you know, the lower cost ones, the ones that can be base or portable, they're going for $600 to $800. Used base stations, Even some older ones, you're looking at probably like 4 to 6, 4 to 7. Obviously the high-end stuff's thousands, a thousand something. The Yaesu FT710 and that Yaesu, the DX, I think it's like the FX-DX10. Man, those are two nice-looking radios, nice waterfall display. And you're looking at, even brand new. You can find them for around just under $1,000 to $1,300 between those two radios. If I was looking for something brand new, I would look at one of those. But those are pricey. And even used, they're still holding their value because they're still in production. I was even looking at the radios that I had out at Field Day because I've got two of those. People are selling those for like $550. And I'm thinking, yeah, for $550, that seems a little steep. I think I bought one of them for like $300 many years ago, used. I bought one brand new and one used. So, but again, no waterfall display, limited filtering, but you can install some modules, but they work just fine for me.
That's good to know. That's all good information. Yes, I need to make it a habit of going to the Facebook Marketplace or eBay pretty regularly. I guess possibly it just hasn't been a high enough priority for me at this point. This is KE2GD2.
KC2NVM, good morning.
Stay active in watching your YouTube videos and see what people are doing, see how they're operating. Radio reviews are excellent. Radio operation. Like, it might seem boring, but to watch somebody just use a radio out in the field or in their shack and say, oh, they're having trouble with this, or, you know, that waterfall display really helps, or doesn't. That seems kind of gimmicky. Doesn't cost you anything, but your time. So, yeah, that's a cool way to go about it. All right, so I'm rolling up Sheldon here, so I'll pause to say good morning to anyone else that wants to get in. Oh, actually, we won't have Ross this morning. If anybody, it's the only Jeff. Today is Thursday. Oh, we'll pause either way. KCPCB.
KC2NVM, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Welcome back, Jeff. Assuming you're on your ride in. Or at home, we don't know. But how are things going since we last heard from you?
Well, I'm in a rental in the PCB parking lot, and everything's okay. My car is very badly wounded. I called it in, and I'm waiting to hear from Progressive Insurance Company. There's supposed to be an adjuster calling me sometime in the next 48 hours from yesterday.
So I have to assume this was something that you could drive home? Does it look like it's fixable?
Nope, it was towed away. It's at Wallax on transit. I don't know how it would be able to be fixed. I'm kind of expecting it to be totaled, but I'd love to see it repaired, because I just don't want to have to buy a new car right now. I can't really afford a new car.
Yeah, Wallax, okay. Yeah, I picture that place. That's the one across the intersection from Antoinette's. Okay, yeah, it was hard to tell from the picture how much actual damage there was. But, yeah, hopefully, Progressive, you say, hopefully they're pretty responsive. But actually, do you go through your insurance company, or do you go through the person that that hit you, or both? How does that work?
First, I called Progressive, which is the other person's insurance, and they're like, wow, we don't have any record of that. Like, they had a hard time finding that particular person. And then I gave them the license plate, the driver's name, the owner's name, the address, and the woman was on the phone was not a native English speaker, and I still don't know if they actually have a progressive policy, but she gave me a claim ID number and stuff. And then when I called my company, and they're like, oh, yeah, they've already called this in. I'm like, so the person that hit me already called this in to you, my company. And they're like, yep, and verified all the information that I had, plus they gave me their policy number from Progressive, which helps. But, yeah, I'm going to try to go through their insurance before mine. But I had to pay out of pocket for the rental. And then hopefully the insurance company will reimburse me. But the initial person on the phone was like, yeah, we might be able to get you the reimbursement for that. And I'm like, oh, no, honey, you will.
I could see them being like, that would be the person that caused the accident, but the person that, let's say, the victim, I don't want to say the defendant, but, yeah, you would think that they'd want to appease you as much as possible, but anything they do is going to cost them money, so, yeah, they might be apprehensive either way.
Yeah, I went to Wallach yesterday and took the rest of my possessions out of the car. I ended up having 4 ammunition cans and a whole bunch of boxes of bullets under the carpet in the trunk. I'm like, ooh, I forgot all about all that. So I'm glad I got, that was probably $1,000 worth of ammunition.
I did see that one can in the picture, and I don't know what it would take to cause an issue there. Yeah, but it was a good thing that didn't add to the problems.
I didn't get out of the car until the cop showed up, and the first thing he said, hey, you got guns in the car? I'm like, well, there is a gun in the car. Oh, where is it? It's in the backpack. Oh, okay. And that was the end of it. Although I didn't have my jacket on, and so halfway through all the encounter, he's in his car running everybody's information, and I'm like, I'm going to go to my car and get my jacket. And he's like, yeah, well, you don't have to ask. I'm like, I'm approaching the vehicle with the firearm in it. And he was like, oh, yeah, yeah, thank you for that. I'm like, I'd rather tell you my intentions than have you wonder.
Yeah, that's probably definitely safe on your part, no matter the circumstances. And surprised he asked it right off, unless, like I said, I had seen that container, that box in the picture, if you looked there first. So, all right, we've got 6:45. If you're heading in, we should probably do it. So I'll say good morning to Brad. I'll make this my final. I'll say 73s. And good morning, guys.
All right, same sentiment, 73s. Talk to everybody later. Bye-bye. KT2NVM.
73, see you both. KT2NVM and K2PCD. Have a great day at work, and we will talk tomorrow. And we're clear of this channel.